Okay, so let's carry on with this. The Colonel, when he was teaching, he would often talk about an anthropopathism. Remember, anthropopathism means using human thinking to apply to what God is or what he's doing.
就是以前上校牧师他就常常在讲一种就是我们这种把神拟人化的一个说法。
And so he would say, for example, in eternity past, the three members of the Trinity had a meeting.
所以他会讲说在那很久很久以前这三位一体的神他们就好像有了一个会议。
About what to do, for example, about creating the angels or creating the universe.
然后他们就讨论说哎我们要做什么呢所以就要这个创造了这些天使创造了宇宙。
Now you have to remember, God's thinking is perfect, and God will always make the best decision, regardless of whether he's God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit.
而且我们知道神他永远呢都是有完美的想法然后会做完美的这个决定。那这个所谓的神呢指的就是三位一体的圣父圣子跟圣灵的这三位一体的神。
And God always has all the facts. If you want to make a good decision, always you have to have as much information as possible, of course. But God has all the information.
那当然我们都知道要下一个很好的决定你一定要有足够的讯息。而神拥有的是所有的讯息所以他当然可以下完美的决定。
Now here's something interesting to think about. Yeah, see, God has his omniscience. That means God the Father knows the thinking of God the Son and vice versa, right? But just imagine if they knew everything but they could not look into the mind of the other person. Like, if God could not read the mind of Jesus Christ and God could not read the mind of the Holy Spirit, but he would still, whatever decisions they made, if they split up,And they had to make a decision, their outcome would always be the same.
But why do you say he cannot look at the mind of him? Just assume.
Let's pretend. Let's pretend. Uh-huh. If God the Father could not look into the mind of Jesus Christ, uh-huh. and it's like they had a test to do or something, okay. right? And they all put into three separate rooms.
Okay.
And they said, now make a plan for eternity. Their plan would be exactly the same. It's not like they have to think about, talk things over. Shall we do this? Shall we do that? The plan would be identical.
Because they do know each other's mind.
Because they do. But even if they didn't know each other's mind, because they have the information, and they're always going to make a perfect decision,
okay,
you see that? And
yeah.
every one of the outcomes would be the same, even if they didn't look into the other one's mind.
好，我们先了解就是这三位一体的神呢，他们其实都是全知的，他们有这样共同的特质。所以呢，假设我们把圣父、圣子、圣灵放进三个完全不同的房间里面，他们因为都有所有的资讯，所以当他们要下决定的时候，他们各自下的决定，到最后你会发觉都是一样的。
It's actually blasphemous to say we have to split God up and put him into rooms, and yeah, you can't put God into a room. But it just helps us to understand.
而且我们知道，我们根本不可能，因为神是无所不在的，所以他不可能你把他放进三个不同的房间。我们只是假设。他们因为他们所知道的资讯都是一样，所以他们当然会下的决定也是一样的。
Yeah, and this helps us to, it gives us comfort, really, that God's decision making is perfect, and because he loves you and he always wants the perfect decision for you, every decision he has for you is perfect.
而且呢，虽然刚刚讲的那种假设放到三个房间是不存在的一个状态，但是至少让我们比较能够理解神他是爱我们的，而且他绝对是为我们要下最完美的决定，而他一定可以下最完美的决定。所以这些想法是让我们对神更有信心。
And often you might say, well, if that's true, if God loves me and his decisions are perfect, why am I so miserable?
那你会说啦，那如果神都在给我最好的决定，为我做最好的计划，为什么我的生命还是这么的悲惨？
Well, that would be because of your own negative decisions.
那这是因为我们自己的非常负面的一些决定，就是不属神的决定造成的。
Yeah, but these attributes that you see here, whether it's his righteousness, his justice, his love, now these are all for your benefit, and he reveals them for your benefit.
所以你看神的这个中间这十个特质全部都是为我们的好处而存在的。
His love never changes, for example. His love towards you never changes. And his grace towards you never changes.
就像他的爱他的恩典对于我们的爱对于我们的恩典是永远不变的。
It's been like that forever.
而且那是从亘古到 未来永远都在的。
Yeah, and what that also means is no matter what you do, whatever decisions you do make, and we make bad decisions all the time, but that's not going to change God's love towards you.
而且就是就算我们常常都在做一些错误的决定，都不会影响神对我们的爱。
Some people might think, if I grow spiritually, you know, maybe in 10 years' time, God will love me even more, and then He'll bless me even more. Well, that's blasphemy, actually, to think that God can love you more than He can now.
有些人讲说、哦、如果我好好的这个在属灵生命上面成长了，神一定会未来十年后一定会更爱我。但是这个想法是站在今天可能神不够爱你，才会有十年后更爱你的说法。但是神他现在就已经完全的爱你到最高点。
God does want to bless you as much as He can, but you are going to be the barrier stopping those blessings from coming into your life.
神是想要完全的祝福我们，可是常常那个祝福我们收不到，是因为我们是那个神祝福的阻碍。
Remember, God is glorified by the blessings He gives to you. And so the more blessings He can give you, the more He's glorified. That's part of His goal for your life.
而神给我们祝福的同时，当我们承接住的时候，我们就是在荣耀神。所以神永远都希望能够给更多的祝福在我们身上，让我们更能荣耀神。
Yeah, so you know, you have to understand God does want to bless you, but again, if you're not being blessed in your life, or you think you're missing out on some blessings, it's your own fault. It's nothing to do with God.
所以你要知道，神是完完全全想要祝福你。如果你感觉没有被祝福到的话，那一定是你成为了神给你祝福的阻碍。你一定要想办法去得到那个祝福。
And often because of wrong thinking, you could actually be, you know, God could be blessing you in many ways, it's just that you're not seeing it. You're not recognizing that it is a blessing.
所以有的时候不见得是说、做错什么，而是说你其实神已经在祝福你了，有时候你却没有看到，你并不知道那个是神正在给你祝福。
Okay, but getting back to this concept of the Trinity here, obviously these attributes of God, and we're talking about these absolute attributes, means they don't change. They will always remain the same, and this is the same for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
好，所以这些神的特质呢，是永远不会变的，而且是永远的在圣父、圣子跟圣灵身上都有的。
Okay, now what I'm going to do now is skip over to Satan. Because we've talked about God being absolute, and now we can see the contrast between God and Satan. How God is absolute and Satan is a relative creature.
Relative.
Okay, so if something is absolute, it means it's fixed, for example, and it has no cause. It comes without a cause. That's how we mention absolute.
所以就是我们现在在谈，刚刚讲到神，他是一个绝对的，而相对来讲呢，撒旦呢，他则是一个相对的，不是绝对的，他是相对的，所以他其实是有造成的，有原因造成的。
Yeah, actually, I'll better explain these terms because if you can understand the difference between relative and absolute, it helps us to understand a lot of things regarding doctrine.
好，我们现在要好好的让听来解释一下这个绝对跟相对。
Yes, so absolute, as we just said, it cannot be affected by outside influences. That's one definition of being absolute.
所以绝对的意思呢，是代表是它不会被外在的任何因素影响。
And as God is, He has no cause. He just has it always existed.
所以就是如神呢，它是没有起因的，它就已经是绝对的。
And relative, you can see the word relate to, it always relates to something else. And it's going to be compared to something.
所以呢，这个相对的，当然它就是因为有别的造成，就是它有一个关系 relate， 就是关系，因为有什么因素就会让它变成什么，所以这种叫相对的，有关系的。
And if something is absolute, absolute is going to set the standard about perfection, for example.
所以这个绝对的呢，它就是好像就设定了一个完美的一个状态。
And I'll give you an example. Like God has absolute righteousness. We looked at the triangle there, and one of the 10 characteristics is God's perfect righteousness.
所以我们讲说，神的一个绝对的这个公义。
Now, I'm not even going to write the word perfect righteousness, because if we talk in terms of absolutes, if something is righteous, it's perfect. So I shouldn't have to say perfect righteousness.
So 我们讲，其实公义这件事情已经不需要再加上绝对这个字了，因为它就是公义的。
Remember last week I mentioned about the word unique. We're talking about the uniquely born one, and how the word unique doesn't need an adjective. You don't need to say something is very unique or quite unique. It's either unique or it's not.
就像King 上次被他妈妈纠正说，这个独一无二的，这个独特的，是不需要讲说非常独特的，独特就已经是最高级了。
Yeah, and in God's plan, or in God's characteristics, see, His righteousness, we shouldn't really have to say perfect righteousness. Because righteousness, God's righteousness is the standard.
所以呢，当我们讲神的公义，是不需要再加上完美的公义，是不用讲神的完美的公义，因为神的公义就是绝对的公义。
And remember, righteousness, if you're going to define it, it means without sin, without wrongdoing.
而所谓的神的公义，就是完全没有罪的。
And whatever God does is with perfect motivation, and that's motivated by His love.
而神的完美的动机就是他的爱。
Yeah. And also, you could look at love. See, love in itself, you have God's love, and that's the absolute love, that's the standard. And then you have all different kinds of, like, human love, and that goes on all different kinds of levels with all different kinds of motivation.
而我们讲神的爱，它就是一个真正一个绝对的爱。
But just for the sake of the study, you know, I'll put God's righteousness here, so you know we're talking about absolute or perfect.
我们把这个公义前面加上神的公义，那代表的就是一个绝对的标准。
Okay. And then, so this is absolute righteousness. And then you have relative righteousness. And that can be any kind of a standard of righteousness. For example, in Isaiah 64:6.It talks about human righteousness based on human works, based on religion.
所以呢，我们刚刚讲的是神的公义，跟我们讲的相对的公义呢，这就有差别了哈。因为相对的公义呢，它就有不同的等级，包括在以赛亚书的64章第6节所提到的人的公义。
Yeah, and it mentions that man's works are like those filthy menstrual cloths, if you remember.
他就像里面提到呢，人的公义就好像那种肮脏的那个月经布一样。
Usually they translate it, they try to be polite, and so they say like a dirty cloth or dirty clothes, but the Hebrew is actually a menstrual rag. Isaiah has been very graphic about that.
就是在以赛亚书的64章第6节讲的这个词哦，我们一般翻译都把它翻得比较文雅。没有把那个真的那个字的意思讲出来，它其实意思就是很肮脏的月经布。
Okay, and so this is one kind of a relative righteousness where people, they might have been told, well, if you want to get to heaven and please God, you have to be good. And so they try to be good. They're doing these human works of goodness.
这个在讲的是说，我们想要去天堂，有一些错误的教导，就是要我们变乖变好。可是乖跟好是所谓人类的功，是人的功，他其实并没有得到神的那个绝对的这个公义。
So what they're really doing, they're trying to be good with the motivation that if they're good, God might say, oh, well done, good job, and then you can come to heaven.
所以他们想要用人的功来取悦于神，让神说，哦，做得不错。然后他们以为这样就能上天堂。
But to God, those good works actually is blasphemous. If you think your human works can get you into heaven, you might as well offer me up a filthy menstrual rag.
就是对神来讲呢，人的标准所做出来的功，怎么样相较来讲都是不够的。那个都不是不够完美的，所以那个就叫做你以为你自以为意了。
And so the only thing that pleases God, of course, that pleases God's righteousness and comes up to His standard is the work of Christ on the cross. All sins needed to be punished.
所以呢，对所有的，对可以神认为的公义的那个角度，只有耶稣上十字架为我们洗清所有的罪的那个功，他才真正的能够得到我们想要的那个公义。
So again, you know, this relative righteousness is always going to fall short of God's righteousness.
所以呢，在相较于神的公义来讲，所有的相对的公义都是不足的。
Now, as a Christian, and this means once you've been saved, and once you're beginning to produce spiritual fruit, and spiritual fruit, remember, has to be done with the filling of the Holy Spirit and applying the Word of God to your circumstances, now you can actually create some kind of a, what we call experiential righteousness. So that's experiential righteousness, but it's still relative. If you want to produce righteousness that God finds worthy,If it's going to be a worthy kind of a righteousness, only a Christian can produce righteousness, any kind of a righteous act.
好，就是如果我们想要真正让神觉得我们是值做的是值得的，只有呢我们去产生圣灵的果实。那这个圣灵的果实呢，是我们要能够圣灵充满，同时呢把上帝的话语活出来。这种呢就是所谓的叫做体验性的公义。
Yeah, and actually it's not even your work then. This becomes God's work because you're using the Holy Spirit and you're using God's work. So really it's His work.
而即使是这种体验型的公义呢也是神的恩典。
Because you're not involved. You're not doing it from false motivation. You're not doing it from your sin nature. God is providing the power for you to do that.
就因为我们不是因着罪而做。好，是神给我们的那个能量、能力而做的。
Yeah, remember, all you did was you went to Bible class and you learned some things about God's plan. You learned how to be in fellowship by naming your sins.
就比如说，我们来到圣经课，我们了解神对我们的这个教导、神的话语，然后我们懂得要对神认罪，这些都是我们在学习怎么样去变成有所谓。应该说经验型的公义。
Yeah, so now, for example, when you go to help the old lady across the street, instead of doing it because you want to get to heaven, you think, well, if I help the old lady across the street, you know, this is going to be points, I can go to heaven. Now you're doing it because you love the person, you want to help them out, God's given you the time, you're not in a hurry, you're not being arrogant and selfish, and you say, I'll spend the time to help the lady across the street.
就像我们如果有一天看到一个老太太，我们要帮助她过马路，而我们帮助他过马路并不是因为我们想要得分，并不是因为帮助他过马路这个神会给我们加分，而是因为我们真的对这个人的爱，我们真的有一个同胞的爱，是以及我们对于神的爱等等的这些爱，这样的一个动机，所以我们带着他过了马路，那这样子的公义才是属神的公义。
Yeah, but every day you have little tests. And
所以每一天我们都会有一些小小的测试，被测试。
But every time you pass the test, there could be some temptation that you pass. And some people will say, well, I can't do that because I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven, so I won't do this. That's a wrong motivation.
好，那这些测试呢，其实是每天我们都在面对的。因为有的时候，比如说，哦，有一件事情我不坏事我不做，是因为我怕我会下地狱。那这个说法也是一个错误的动机哦。
Yeah, a lot of these people actually live in fear. You know, people are, they're good because they have this fear of going to hell.
因为很多人他们现在看起来行为端正，是因为他们害怕，他们的恐惧，害怕去地狱。
But these people can be very immoral.They don't want to drink, they don't want to smoke, they don't want to say even one bad word, and they try to be very kind to everybody, very moral people. But the reason they're moral is because of fear.
就这种人呢，常常看起来的道德品德很高尚，但是他们所有的行为都是因为害怕，不想要下地狱。
It's no good to be living in fear. You know, that's torment to the soul, really. It's a lot of suffering in the soul.
所以所有的害怕去做任何坏事，其实是我们在思维上面的一个地狱，因为他是一直在一个害怕中过日子的。
Yesterday, oh no, it's just this morning actually, I was going to meet a friend to go for a run, and I walked past this bus stop, and there was about six people waiting at the bus stop. Five of them were playing on mobile phones.And the person sitting on the end, the old lady on the end, she wasn't playing with a mobile phone. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. There's one, two, three, four, five, all on their mobile phones. And then the one person is not.
今天早上呢 Tim 他在要去找一个朋友一起去跑步的时候看到六个人在公车站 等巴士，其中呢前五个人都在玩手机，只有第六个老太太她没有在玩手机。
But then as I walked to the end, I saw that she was actually playing with something. It wasn't a phone, but she was playing with those beads, you know, those religious beads they roll around.
然后结果呢，她听到走到她旁边的时候，才发现她没有在玩手机，但是她在念经，那个手上有那个佛珠。
Yeah, and my understanding of those things is that these people, they do this, you know, every bead represents maybe a prayer or it represents a mantra or something they have to say. And the Catholics do the same thing, you know, Hail Mary, Mother of God, and the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's from fear, I think. The reason they do that...
It's not fear, it's like, counting the points. It's actually counting how many points they got.
That, but that's relating to the relative righteousness. They're trying to be good, I think, thinking.
Yeah. 对于那位老太太念经，她应该是就是念经的念珠都是在帮她计算她念了多少次。那对于这种非常宗教性的行为，他们其实基本上就是想要在念经中得分，都是属于所谓相对的公义。
Whatever way you look at it, counting beads and saying mantras and the formulas, that doesn't get you into heaven.
但实际上，即使是天主教，他们也有这种念经要属猪的这个习惯啊，就这些东西，它都对于神来讲，它都不是可以让它真正得分上天堂的。
And again, just to finish off this point here, experiential righteousness. Every Christian is going to develop that to some extent. I think, you know, if you know how to name your sins and if you know how to apply the word of God to your circumstances, you're developing experiential righteousness.
好，所以对于我们基督徒来讲，我们要懂得，我们是要学习这种经验式的公义。
Because it's part of your Christian experience. The word experiential relates to your Christian experience.
就是这个经验式的公义的这个学习呢，是来自于我们要对神认罪，让圣灵充满，同时呢，使在碰到困境的时候，懂得使用神的话语。好，这些呢，都可以让我们的所谓的属灵生命可以逐渐成长的，这个称之为经验型的公义。
But even if you became a great believer, like one of the Old Testament saints like Abraham or Moses or David, like we see, and even if you had a great experiential righteousness, it's still never going to attain anything close to God's righteousness. You can never get anywhere near God's righteousness.
对，但是呢，我们要了解，就是即使是在圣经里面那些伟大的信徒啊，他们也一直在这个属灵生命上面得到非常多的这个体验式的公义，但是这个公义的程度都永远无法达到神的公义。
And often what we have seen when you study about these Old Testament saints that many times as their spiritual life developed and they had great spiritual victories and then many times it's followed by a fall because they got arrogant about that. Say, oh wow, you know, I'm doing great things for God here. And it happens to everybody really. You start to grow spiritually and then you realize, oh wow, you know, I'm a great believer. And then God gives you another test or a test comes from Satan or some satanic propaganda and you fail. And we see this in the Bible many times.
而且我们在圣经上看到非常多的这些案例，就是当一个很棒的信徒，他的属灵的生命一直成长到了一个阶段的时候，接下来的就会有一个神的测试。那这个测试呢，常常就会因为这个一直不断精进的这个属灵生命的这个信徒呢，他就有了所谓的傲慢，自以为意，他就会在这个后面的这个测试上面翻一个大跟斗。
So with this in mind, now I can go on to the next slide, which is talking about Satan, who I think I changed it to Lucifer. Actually, we see the difference between God and Lucifer, and Lucifer was actually created perfect. He had this great opportunities. He was created as the most perfect being.
好，那我们现在要来讲的是路西佛，就是撒旦。路西佛，他呢，其实被神所创造的时候是一个完美的天使。
So God is absolute, and so is His plan. That's the divine decree. So when you talk about absolutes, remember it's not going to change. His plan has been in effect since eternity past.
好，那我们先看一下荧幕上面，他说神是绝对的，而且呢，他的计划也是绝对的，也就是完美的。这个他的计划呢，其实在这边后面写说是他，比如说他的神圣的法令。
Now Satan, on the other hand, can only make arrogant statements about how he would like things to be.
而撒旦呢，在另一方面，只能够让他的傲慢的这个宣言呢，而造成他的一个傲慢的一个态度，或者是一个宣言。
Okay, we're going to see a simple contrast here because God says, I am who I am. But Satan is going to say, I will do this, I will do that.
Okay.
That's the difference I want you to see.
所以从一个用一个方法来解释这个句子的意思，就是说，神说我是那个我是，而撒旦说我将是那个将是。所以他们两个的差异是在这里。
Yeah, see, Satan is a finite being. It means that he had a beginning, obviously, and he had a creator. So God created him. And then from that beginning, he is going to say, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But it's all going to be against God's plan. It's against God's will.
所以撒旦他其实是一个被创造出来的角色。而在他被创造后呢，他有他太多的欲望，他想要怎样，想要怎样。而这些他想要的事情呢，基本上都是与神的计划抵触的。
We make statements all the time about what we're going to do. I will do this. I will do that. I want to do this. I hope I can do that. Yeah, these are statements about the future using your will. We say I will, but we also have the word will to mean your volition, your free will.
所以我们常常如果说、啊、我想要怎样，我将要怎样，我那个 will 其实一个都是未来想要做的事情，而且这里面还有另外一个 will， 还有以英文来讲，也代表的是你的意志。好，那这个意志呢，是一个想法，你想要怎么样的
？And you need to understand if you say I will do something, and it's outside of God's plan, you're in exactly the same position Satan was.
所以当你说我想要的时候，它其实呢，就变成是你是非常自我中心的。你的想法不是神计划里的。
The Bible gives us a very clear idea of Satan's thinking. God knew his thinking, of course, and then we have it in Scripture, so we can see exactly how Satan was rebelling against God.
在圣经里面，我们其实可以很清楚的看到，就是神其实是知道撒旦他如何的想要，而不是跟神的计划一样的。那这个，所以这就是他这个撒旦他要。背逆神的所有的态度。
Now talking about the origins of Satan's rebellion, the two main passages that you'll go to in Scripture is Ezekiel chapter 28, and then you have Isaiah chapter 14. These are the two main passages which teach us a lot about Satan's rebellion.
14.
Yep.
好，撒旦他的开始的，就是开始背逆神的整个的起因哦，我们可以去读以西结书的第28章跟以赛亚书的第14章，这两个章节都很清楚的把撒旦的背逆讲得很清楚。
And it's interesting, in both of those passages, the writers actually use a human leader to compare to Satan. For example, Ezekiel talks about the king of Tyre, and Tyre is a place up in modern day Syria, or Jordan, I think. So he's actually talking about a man, but then the dialogue switches to talk about Satan. So he's talking about a real person that Ezekiel knew about, and then he changes the subject to be Satan.
So that was a king?
Yeah, it was a king, the king of Tyre. T-Y-R-E. And Tyre is, it's an ancient, very ancient place on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea.
好，那以西结呢，其实在他的这个经节里面哈，一开始的时候呢，是在讲一个
推罗君王
哈，但是他在讲他的时候，他其实后来就是语风一转，在讲的是撒旦，他是以这个国王为一个基础，一个现实有的一个人，然后但实际上他是想要说明撒旦的这个态度跟作为。
And in Isaiah, Isaiah is going to make the comparison between the king of Babylon at that time.
那而以赛亚呢，他在讲的是把巴比伦那个时候的王去做一个比较。
Yeah, so he's going to switch the subject from the king of Babylon over to Lucifer.
而他是在把巴比伦王的这个说明呢，然后的他的比较之后呢，去把他就是去比喻路西佛撒旦。
And what both of these writers are telling us by doing that is saying these characteristics that we find in Satan are exactly the same that can be found in any human being.
所以他其实这两个这个作者呢，他都在讲什么呢？就是说，所谓撒旦的这种个性特质，其实都可以在人的身上找到。
Yeah, but especially like a person in leadership, yeah, lots of people in leadership. It doesn't have to be a king. It can be the boss of an organization, the head of a family, something like that.
而在很多的任何这所谓的领导人身上，他不只是国王哦，也可能是一个企业老板。好，或者是一家之主，凡是站在领导者的角色的时候，都有可能会犯下同样的错。
Or even for people that aren't in a leadership position but want to be there. Most people, I think, have some kind of aspiration to control or to rule over other people.
而且呢，还有呢，就是有一些人他还不是那个领导者，但是他想要变成那个领导者的人，就是他想要满心的那种要控制的欲望的那些人。其实都是在代表了路西佛撒旦的性格。
Okay, now I've got just 1 minute left before the break. So what we'll just do now, and in the Chinese, you can read through Isaiah. I think we've got enough time, maybe, if you're very quick. Can you read from verse 12 to 15 before we finish off?
好，我们现在来在赶快结束前，先念一下以赛亚书14章12节到15节。明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你已从天坠落。你这功败列国的，你已被砍倒在地上。你曾对自己说，我要升到天上，我要设立我的宝座在众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在撒芬的远坡，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。